paragraph Lamed Vav. Now he goes back again to something he spoke about earlier. Rav Nosson Zal touched on the most outstanding story of the Sipur HaMaisius, the 13th story of the seven beggars, the fourth day, where it spoke about the Betler who said that to you it looks like I have a crooked neck, but really my neck is very straight, and I have the ability to make koilos, to make sounds like nobody else can make. And he mentioned a proof to his power by the fact that there are these two countries where they can't sleep at night in those two countries, because they have these birds, one bird in country A and another bird in country B, and these birds all night are chirping and screaming, and they're keeping the people in the countries awake. And because these two birds were originally together and they got separated and they call out to each other, and because they're so far away from each other, they can't hear each other. So there's no way for them to get together. And this Betler said, but I am a master of all the koilos. I know all the different koilos that exist. And I have the ability to mimic any coil in the world. So I have the ability to make my voice sound like that bird or like this bird, like either. And thereby I have the ability to be able to draw them together, to attract them, to unite them. I'm giving you a very short synopsis of that part of the story. Rav Nosson says, Ramozim mehamaisa shel shiva betlers mehamaisa shel yoim horevi. A couple of hints related to the story, the fourth day. His spoyer, he prided himself and praised himself. She'enoi maniach shum hevel peh l'toich ze ho'ilam. The Betler said, what gives me this incredible power with my voice, with my sound, the sound that comes from my throat, and the fact that I don't breathe in this world. I don't give any of my breath into this physical world. V'alkein nidme she'tzavor yokum. And therefore, to most people looking at me, I look defective. I look like my throat is crooked, like I can't even breathe properly, and I can't make any sounds. Because people in this, the people of this world, the people of the physical world, the Gashmi world, they don't hear me. They're listening to different music. They're dancing to a different song. So they don't hear me at all. To them, I'm like a person who has no voice at all. Aval be'emes yochoy lasos kol minoy koyle sheboilam. But really, I have the ability to imitate and to generate all the different koilos of the world. Ve'yeshloi haskama, and he says, I have a proof, I have an approbation to this. Ve'siper maisa mishtei hamadinoi sherechoikim zemizeh, and he went on to tell the story of these two countries that are very far from each other. Elef parsois, 1,000 parsa, that's like 4,000 miles away from each other. U'balaylo enam yecholim lishon, and at night the people in these two countries can't sleep from the tremendous noise that's coming from those birds. V'hu yodea meheichon nimshazos. This Betler knows where all of this is coming from. Ki eshnei tziporim sheim zug echod boilam. Because there are these two birds that are one match in the world. They are unique in the entire world. V'nevdo hanekeva. And the female one got lost, got separated from the male. And the male one goes to search for the female, and she's also searching for him, etc., etc. You'll take a look at the story there, and you'll get the full details. And this Betler says, he praises himself and says, that he has the ability to correct all of this. He has the ability to generate and play ventriloquist with all the different sounds in the world. He also has the ability to throw these sounds, to send these sounds again, to broadcast. Today it's a common term. Picture Rabbeinu Zal said this 200 years ago, before there was radio, before there was television, before... that this tzaddik has the ability to throw his coil, to send his coil far, hundreds of thousands of miles away. Achmi Yamin Zois. Rav Nosson says, but who could believe this? Who could believe that he has this incredible power? The Inyan Maisa Zois, regarding this story, Yesh L'Ramza Shehi B'chinas Rosh Hashanah. We can understand that this story could be alluding to Rosh Hashanah. B'chinas Koilois V'Havolim Shel HaShofar HaKodesh. Rosh Hashanah is the holiday when we have this unique mitzvah of blowing the shofar. And the vapors, the sounds and the vapors that come forth from the shofar. Ki HaShofar Hu B'chinas Alma Da'osi. Kimuva Bekavonois, because the shofar represents Olam Haba, as the Arizal explains, Shehi Bechinas Bina, which is the sphere of Bina, Shehi Almadasi, which refers to Olam Haba. We've mentioned this many times, and we learned about this a few pages ago, that the seven lower spheroids correspond to the physical world, which was created in 7 days, 7 years in a Shemitah. So Chesed through Malchus are referred to as this world. When we go above Chesed, the minute we go above Chesed, the sphere above Chesed is Bina, we're going into the next world. Bina is referred to as Olam Haba. And the Shofar is referred to as Bina. We'll come to it in a moment. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vohoyo Bayoim Hahu. There'll come a time in the future, not now, not Olam Hazeh, in the future. Yitoka b'shofar gadol, when the great shofar will be blown. So we see that the shofar represents that Bayoim Hahu, that future, that Olam Haba. Kitzrichim lakoim tzavoroi mehavolim dahayalma shvola. Because a Jew has to twist his throat, twist his neck, away from all the vapors and all the sounds of this world. Ulahamshich kol ha-havolim l'toich ha-shofar. And to draw his entire breath, his breathing, to draw it into the shofar. Shehu b'chinas oylam haba. The shofar is oylam haba. A Jew has to try to avoid breathing oylam hazeh. To avoid breathing the nonsense of this world, the shtuyot. People talk about the term livelihood. Earning a living is called livelihood. And living, life. What's life? Life is eating not 7-layer cake, 14-layer cake. And life is a thick steak. And life is the Bahamas. And life is all of this. That's called life. A Jew who believes in Hashem and a Jew who really knows what real life is, that this physical world is transient, it's temporary. Life is Olam Haba. So a Jew wants to try to have to minimize their contact with the physical world. I have a body, so I have to have some contact with the physical world, but minimum. My eyes, I try to keep my eyes looking at tzaddikim, looking in sforim, looking in good things. My ears, I try to be careful to listen to Torah, listen every part of the body. And the throat from which the breathing is coming from, the tzavor, from which these havolim are coming out of the person, the sounds, the larynx, the voice box, he's referring to that whole item here, for a person to try to put, to minimize speaking about the shtuyot, the nonsense of this world, and to put all their breath and all their speaking about Olam Haba, about what really counts, about Torah, mitzvahs. Shelo yaniach afilu shum hevel peh l'toich ze olam. For a person to try not to place any of their breath, any of their vapors in this physical world. Rak kol hevel vehevel, but rather every vapor, v'chol neshimu neshima sheyotzim mipiv, and every breath that comes out of my mouth, hakol yenichnas l'toich ha-shofar, to channel it all into the shofar, shehu b'chinas al-madasi. The shofar represents oylam haba, bayom hahu, v'hoya bayom hahu, yitoka b'shofar godol. Shekol havolov uneshimoysov yirak el atachlis, that his whole breathing and all of his vapors should be focusing on the ultimate goal, my real goal, mikushorim uklulim boilam haba, which is tied into my real future, my permanent future. Veze bechinas havolim shel koheles. And this is why the most incredible sefer in the Torah, the book of Koheles, begins with the words hevel havel havolim omar koheles. Bechinas havel havolim. Ayin betikunim. Rav Nosson Zal says, look in the Tikkuni Zohar, which expounds on this pasuk. V'ho'ikar lamaisa, the most important, the bottom line of what it says there and what it's all about is, shelo yachnis shum hevel etoch zeh ha'olam, that a Jew should try to avoid having any of his breath, any of his vapors, placed into this physical world, but rather, rak yifroish mehav le'olam hazeh legamri, to try to abstain, to try to remove himself from the narishkeit, from the foolishness and the silliness of this physical world, rak kol havolav yehakol toiro utfila mikushorim olam haba. But rather, his whole breathing and his whole speaking, everything he says, should involve toira and tefila and olam haba, his final goal.